Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. I'd like to say welcome to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, people, Christmas is just around the corner. And I know you're going to go buy your honey, your loved one, even some of your in-laws that you may not like that much. But I got to tell you, if you're going to spend your money, if you're going to go blow a ton of money at Christmas time, Do it at MyPillow.com, all right? Mike Lindell has made a way for some of us on the air to make some money, because can't do it on Twitter or Facebook anymore. Almost impossible. But you go over there, they've got bathrobes, they've got I still have the slippers. I love the slippers. I've had them for a couple of years. I probably should replace them, but whatever. They've got pillows, pillowcases, comforters, all the stuff that men have no idea about. But I know I love the sheets, I love the towels. And I tell you, if you're going to spend some money on your honey, spend it with somebody or with a company that has the same principles you have, that'll fight for the same things that you want to fight for. They have doggy beds. They got a whole bunch of scriptural. I love these. They have kids' pillows with scriptures on them. And they're colorful, and, you know, kids love color and that kind of stuff. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. I make a few bucks. You save a few bucks. And you help the cause that you're willing to fight for right here in this country. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and always appreciate her. I just went off on a tirade with you about how commercialized Christmas has become, but if you're going to spend the money, you might as well spend it with a brother in Christ who believes in the same things you do.
We have two MyPillows, and you just reminded me, I'm going to go back on. We've had them for like 5 years, so I'll probably get a couple more. But I love the idea of, did you say pillows with scripture on them?
Oh, he's got kids. He's got pillows for kids with scripture on them.
I love that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
That's a great gift. There's one I'm thinking of getting, another gift I'm thinking of getting for my daughter. I don't think she's listening. And you know how they have those lamps for bedrooms that project like the stars on the wall
or on the
ceiling? They have one now that cycles through really important scripture.
Wow.
And it's a dim light, and it's calming, and it just fades in and out, and it goes like, you know, Matthew 6:33, and then John 3:16. So they can go to sleep. The last thing they see is God's word.
Scripture on the wall. Cool.
Isn't that awesome? So, yeah.
Works for me.
I literally saw it on TV, like, and I'm like, I need to get that. It's just cool. It's better than the other nonsense. I mean, well, my kids have never been able to have their phones at night, so she doesn't have that. I get so much flack for that, Joe. They can't have their phone. How do you trust them? I'm like, what do they need a phone for? They can walk downstairs if they need you. There's no emergency happening. Why do you want them to have the world?
Was the death rate higher when we were kids or something? I mean, if they didn't have phones or whatever? I don't get it.
I know. I'm trying to think, what the heck did I do? I went to sleep. I mean, maybe I snuck a comic book once in a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah, yeah, every once in a while.
Bazooka papers, you know, I'd save those because we were really poor. And if I could put together a nickel, literally, to buy, you know, two bazookas, the gum, I'm not talking
gun. Oh, I know, too. Yes.
The gun. Yeah. Yeah, I would save those comics because they were so exciting. And then plus, oh, no, those I think were on wax paper, so my silly putty didn't pick the comics. Never mind. I'm really dating myself.
You know, when I read some of these articles about, you know, kids going to bed and what their rooms should be like, what have you, they all say the same thing. You know, you shouldn't have a TV in your kid's room because it's time to wind down, not get all crazy with stuff. And there's certain things you do before bed that you don't do after they get in bed because you want them to calm down and you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing.
You need to, and what I don't think people understand, right, going back to the brain and understanding this, is I have a doctorate in it, a postdoctoral certificate from Duke University in medical neuroscience. What you need to understand, and this is the question I ask, well, why is social media so bad at night, you know, or watching TV or, and you know, anything that's digital? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, raise your hand, parents, and you can do that right now if you're listening to me on your couch or on the car, in the car or at work. Raise your hand if you would give your child a double espresso for a bedtime drink. You wouldn't, because it takes up to 10 hours for that caffeine, those chemicals, to get through the stimulants, to get through your body, all right, to get through your brain and get metabolized. Social media, it takes 3 to 5 hours after you've looked at it to calm your brain down. So your kid, that's why our kids aren't sleeping. They look at it until 2 in the morning, and then they put it down, and then their brain is still overstimulated for another 3 to 5 hours. So you're welcome for that little tidbit. Another thing... I'm sorry. There's another thing another trend that I love, actually, that parents are getting back to, and that's not having any kind of desk in children's rooms.
Really?
Taking their desks out. Yes, having a bed and a dresser only. So there's a central area to do their homework since everything's digital now. And so they put it like they're, you know, and I have people, I don't have enough rooms. Put it in a hallway. I don't care. Put it in your entryway. I don't care where it is. Get a desk that folds, a folding desk. But, yes, they're taking desks out, and it makes a lot of sense. So if they want to play with slime or Play-Doh or games or be artistic, it's in a central area downstairs, you know, in the family room or within, you know. I love that.
We got to talk about that more on the other side of the break, and I'll tell you why during the break. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Dr. B will be with us when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. I love bass lines. Even almost as much as trumpets. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Please, don't be one of those people. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to give you that information you need to step out on. Really that simple, people. So, Dr. B, what were we talking about?
I'm here.
I forgot. Yeah, I know you're there.
We're talking about.
I think we're talking about you're talking about the desks in the room.
Yes,
what bedroom, kids' bedroom should be like. I was looking at some old pictures, high school picture type of things, and they were going through some of the stuff that was going on in the 70s. And I noticed in the boys' and the girls' bedrooms back in the 70s, you had a stereo. To your point, you had your bureau. Can we still call them a bureau or the dressers? I don't know.
They can bureaus are great.
You didn't have to worry about wallpaper or paint because there were posters all over the wall, right? Dartboards, and the one I saw that I didn't have that I always wanted was the basketball laundry net. You know, where you throw your stuff to the net.
Oh, you're such a guy. I mean, well, we were so below the poverty line. I had to share a one-bedroom apartment with my mom. So we only had, like, a little tiny kitchen, a little tiny front room thing. And then, of course, a little bathroom. And then we had one bedroom. So she tried to, like, put the bureaus, the dressers in between so I can kind of have my own little area.
Yeah, right.
But, yes, my mom was very Bill Gothard strict, and so I couldn't have any posters or anything at all. But, yeah, and, I mean, we had no choice. I had to do, my homework at the front, at the kitchen table. But, while she was cooking, and I actually appreciated just that closeness, just, being there. And it makes a difference. We were created to be relational people, to relate, to talk, but and I have to give all the credit to some of the moms that have been telling me, I'm like, oh, there's no desk. I'm like, no, the desks are downstairs. My good friends, we're having a house built from scratch, our kind of like our dream house we bought to Makebridge here. And we've lived in a house that it's very separate. All the kids are upstairs, everything, game room, desks, everything. We hate it. And so even though two are off to college, I know we'll have grands, and our next house is mostly one story with a bonus room off the, kitchen, so we can just be together, and desks will be in, within that, great room area. I just love that idea. So props to these parents that are, going deskless and having a central area. And especially because, like I said, we've got, they're on computers and phones to do their homework and on Google and having to look up all of these things. So why not have an eye on it? Why wouldn't you? I just think it's a great idea. And it brings closer. I mean, if they need something, hey, mom, don't say Google it. Okay? Try to answer it. You know this. You know these.
Yeah, right. Think.
Google it.
Think it through. You've got the answer to this. Yeah.
Or do what I do and say, oh, hold on a second. I really want to answer that. I'm going to grab something from the room and then go privately, Google it on your phone and come back and memorize it real quick and then say, oh, it's the da-da-da-da-da. And then they just think you're really smart. That's what I do. Is that good?
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
That's right. Tick, tick, tick. I do that all the time. And Allie's like, you're so smart. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, wow.
How do you remember that stuff, Mom? I'm like, I know. I'm just smart. Anyway.
Because I paid attention in school. Yeah.
Yes. But she does. She's a really good student. Really good student. The other thing I want to talk about that a couple people are now asking about, I'm not going to forget. Goodness, thank you for you people that I have my little assistants that remind me what we're talking about. Talking about basically hope for parents of prodigal children. We all either have one. If you've got at least three kids, you have a potential prodigal child. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's impossible. If you literally have three kids and they're all on the straight and narrow, God bless you. I think that's awesome.
I don't believe
it happens.
You're a liar.
I know. No, I have some friends. The kids' dads, they're awesome. And they have, three of the coolest boys, And they're still goofy and stuff, but they are sweet boys. But, not true for our family. And that's okay. You just have to go do your thing. But, I love these interactive people. So what is a prodigal child? That's a great question. question. I mean, you can go to Luke 15, and there's the prodigal child, you know, 11 through 32 talks about it. And then what I prefer is the Merriam-Webster definition. If y'all don't know what Merriam-Webster is, it was the original dictionary.
Oh, my God.
It's like kids going, who's Merriam-Webster? It's basically a son or daughter who lives his or her parents to do things that they do not approve of, but feels sorry and returns home, often used figuratively. Okay, there you go. There's the Merriam-Webster version. You're welcome. And what you need to pay attention to is the part of that definition that addresses the intent, right? The intent of doing something of which the parents disapprove. And that's where going to scripture and reading Luke 15, whether you're Christian or not, it's a great, you know, parable on the parable child, the prodigal child. And not all kids who create some distance with their parents are prodigals. I just want people to know that. Do I need to repeat that? Not all kids create distance between parents are prodigals. They need to go and do some things on their own. They need to have friendships. They need to make their own decisions. Continue to enforce your moral code and to talk about your moral code all the time, whenever you can. But if they choose to go out and partake in ways that are legal still, let them do that. And, you know, there are three types. Sorry, that's something. There we go. There are definitely, well, I'll talk about the three types of parents and why, you know, our kids can become prodigal kids. But we've got to understand some of the reasons why kids may stray. Sometimes they're just trying to negotiate the challenging relationships with their parents, right? It can be challenging, especially now when you and I have talked about the show. TV and social media, it's all about, you know, question everything. Rebel against your parents.
I'm gonna question everything. Gotta go for a break. The next segment's a bit longer, and you'll be able to really jump into this. Joe Messina, your host, go cool down your drink. Come on back. You don't want to miss what she has to say. Be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters the U.S. is pushing to get more aid into the Gaza Strip. More than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza, but more is needed. A teacher shot by a six-year-old can sue Virginia school officials.
A judge has ruled a teacher, Abigail Zwarner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warning.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. Hopefully, you are too. Baby, baby. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring it right back on again. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her insight, her help. And, well, look at in helping with your mental health, your kids' mental health, and maybe Uncle Frank's mental health. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway. I mean, come on, we're coming up on the holidays, and everybody's got that uncle that you just kind of go, yeah, just nod your head, don't really listen to what he's saying. So you were talking about the prodigal son along with how schools and others have been teaching our kids pretty much to question everything, including their parents.
Right, and you know why? It's interesting because I think we're going to start seeing a lot of more, you know, prodigal children, what appears to be, because social media is dictating what their moral compass should be, right? What their behavioral compass should be, what their spiritual compass. I mean, you scroll through half of these, you know, Insta and TikTok and yep. You know, reels, and it's, you know, people getting away with stealing and people getting away with FFF this and people getting away with, you know, sexual immorality. And, of course, they're going to question you. That's sin nature. We all have it, and they're going to question you, and that's okay. However, comma, this is all the more reason why we have to have, you know, a moral ground to stand on, you know, upon the block and not stand. So they learn from you what your limits are and how far they can go and what their limits are. And if you don't have any, they're going to make their own or they're not going to have any. And then that's going to, we're going to talk about real quick the three types of parents, you know, the ones with limits, the ones without, and somewhere in between. But part of being, you know, going out and doing these stupid, you know, little experiments that they do, and they really, as they test the limits, they really need to understand consequences, positive and negative. And that is what you need to help supply. Because we don't want them doing illegal things, but if they do, then you don't need, it's not the end of the world. You don't need to overreact. You need to not rescue. You need to allow them to cope and deal and feel guilty, right? You and I talk about this. But, you know, one of my kids did something. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a big deal. And they got mad at me. And I'm like, why are you mad? Well, because you're not getting mad at me. And I'm like, what? You're mad because I'm not getting mad? Well, yes, I just feel, like, guilty. And I'm like, you should. I'm allowing you to feel that. You've got, you're 19 now. You need to deal with, you need to sit with that. Yeah, but you know what I mean? They want you to step in and rescue it. And we can rescue their guilt by imposing an unnecessary consequence as well instead of letting life deal with them, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So let them feel that. That's the only way to not have all of our kids be sociopaths and feel desensitized. Because they need to feel what consequences are. And this is what I hate. Another thing about California, Joe, is all these laws. Oh, you can steal up to $950 worth of stuff, and the Walmart security can do nothing. No consequences. Why is that? Because that, okay, that shouldn't be a thing. It's not about oppression. They're oppressed. They're not stealing a 65-inch TV because they're oppressed. But I digress. So...
I'm sorry.
One thing, it's just so true. So one thing your kids may be doing is seeking growth and maturity. It's just they want to know about faith and their own beliefs, their personal identity. And again, the world is going to teach them what personal identity is if you don't. So that's why you've got to teach them. And the next thing is seeking freedom, searching for significance. Everybody does it. There are a lot of adults still doing this. And not in a good way, but you've got to not brand yourself as a failure parent if your kids are, you know, doing this roller coaster of, you know, going down and trying this and coming back up. If you have constantly been a beacon of faith and consistency, then that is what they need. That's the environment they need so they can always come back to it. Of course, you're going to stray. And remember, I don't know if you remember, I've said this many times, that we are 60% genetics. 60% of what we do, what our genes are, kind of determines how we're going to act, our mannerisms, how we think, how we act, and then 40% is environment. And that 40% is a big chunk of whether your kids have are predisposed to alcoholism or addiction or ADD or mental health, you know, mental issues, that 40% of environment and how you dictate what's going on and how you raise them can come in and swoop in and make all of those predispositions go away. So you're welcome. Just have faith. I want to, you know, give parents a little faith. The last thing on how you will make a prodigal child or a predisposed child, you know, to rebellion, be a prodigal child or not have them be that way, is your parenting style. I hope that made sense. There's authoritarian, there's permissive parents, and there are neglectful parenting styles. And all three of those can contribute to a teen or a young adult's desire to leave home or sever ties with you, and meaning leave home and be prodigal. So you take the authoritarian parents. People are volunteering. I'm authoritarian. Well, good job, but maybe not. So authoritarian parents, it depends on lots of rules, harsh consequences usually for breaking them, high, too high, way high expectations, and little nurturing. So where you thought you might be, had been an authoritarian parent, if you aren't like that, you probably aren't. That is what an authoritarian parent is. Kids raised by authoritarian or overbearing moms and dads may turn their back on you as a parent when they leave home because of the freedom, right? That newfound freedom that doesn't have the punitive consequences that you had, or they don't think it does, or it's worth it, as I've heard teenagers say in my office. Great kids, but why did you do it? Oh, it was totally worth it. So did you outweigh the consequences? Yeah. Oh, but I had such a, right? It's a risk. So then, on the other hand, we've got permissive parents, and they show lots of love, right? Smothering love, like love. But no guidelines, no rules, little structure, just love, right? Our hippie, free-loving, do what you want, it's okay. That can't work either, okay? That can't work. They need structure. It's interesting, Joe, that in, you know, over the 20, 30 years that I've, you know, been in practice or work with kids, how many of them, 100%, and I will tell you this, want some kind of boundaries or rules because they want parents to care. And it's just, I don't know, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but it just makes me so happy when kids are like, I want some rules, you know, I want them to know where I am sometimes. It makes me mad, but you know what I mean? It makes me feel careful.
Okay, kids overall do better with guidelines, right, or boundaries, if you would.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So then you've got your last group of parents, since your radio time goes so fast, and this is neglectful parenting. And if you're a neglectful parent, right, we see this on the rise, you're going to produce children, teens, young adults who feel unloved, and they feel unloved, and it may cause them to want to launch out on their own, but they're not ready. And they're going to search more for evidence, you know, where they find their significance. And that is what I think we're seeing a lot with the alphabet crowd, with the trans crowd, is this sorry, neglectful parenting. Here's a phone. Do what you want. Just be you. That's neglectful. You have to have some boundaries. You have to talk to them. Back in the day, good grief, you're a tomboy? Great. Be a tomboy. You're still a girl, all right? You're still wearing a dress on Sunday for church. Don't let that confuse you. Okay. Great. Thanks, right? None of this. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, wait. Should I buy you a football right now? No. There are boys and there are girls. It's just, eh. So I hope that helps. That kind of just explains a few parenting styles and why kids might separate from you. And then if they're predisposed to be more strong-willed, then they may be predisposed to being more of a prodigal. And you just got to be consistent.
Well, okay. So when you say they're genetically – here's that music again. All right. I got a question for you while you were talking. So they want to know about predisposed. We'll be back in a few minutes. We will be back from being disposed or something. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's that simple. I know it sounds crazy, but it is truly that simple. I always appreciate your time with me, but you know what? Let's not waste her time. She's got a lot to try to get in like 10 minutes. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week, kind of straighten things out for us, kind of get us where we need to be. And you were talking about the prodigal son and kind of where kids are at and some of the parental type of non-parenting skills, whatever you want to call them anyway. You had used the word predisposition. And somebody asked you, does that mean that they can't overcome? And what would be if somebody was predisposed to something because of genetics or whatever?
Right. No, you can absolutely overcome it. And that's why I said it's 60% genetics. And you've got to understand the study of, you know, genetic predisposition when it comes to personality traits is still, it's relatively newish over the last 20 years. So we're still looking at how it shapes the cognitive process, you know, and you know, related to stressful. But, and kind of what I was meaning when I said it is 60%, you know, we have our genes that, you know, you take it, you know, look at twin studies where they're raised apart, that those genes at 60%, you're going to see similarities. You're going to see certain ways that, you know, they just have things. And they have, there are genes that don't necessarily always turn on. And some, you know, if they're exposed to trauma, if you, the person is, where the other person has the, is their identical twin and they're not exposed to that trauma and they're raised differently, or even if they're raised together and they're not, one's exposed and one isn't. One might have personality traits or, you know, psychological disorders or anxiety or panic or PTSD because of it, and the other one will never develop any of that. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, is that 40% of who we are and who we become is environment, and it's very, very important. So what, again, to further explain about personality traits, just the traits, that's what I'm talking about, how you're born and what your genetics are. Are you more, you know, for instance, my husband's more shy. I'm a shy side. I'm more of an extrovert. And, you know, we've got a child that can be an extrovert, can be shy. So those are just the traits. We've got a son that's adopted. And although we raised him, you know, in a calm Christian environment, you know, and we're not super extremist as far as sports, extreme lifestyle, he is. He came out kicking and screaming, you know, like he was like this type X that, you know, he races go-karts, he has no fear. So that's what I mean, you know, and the environment shapes you, and if anyone, you know, was going to be a prodigal son, we thought it would be him, and he was for about 3 months. He got a taste of the world. Now he's like, yeah, not interested. He's coming back, you know. So I think it's because of the 40% of the environment he was raised in that we let him have that taste. He, you know, the world hit him in the face a few times, and he came back to that environment. So does that help a little bit, Joe, do you think?
One of the things that, I don't know how you get this through to people. I talk to you sometimes, and you and I talk off air, and the prodigal son, right? Somebody who he goes off like yours did. I had a couple of them myself where they, I don't need this, I don't need that, I'm not interested in what you're selling, I'm out of here, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And parents, some parents I know that I've spoken with, want to chase those kids down and go, stop. It's not going to work.
Right.
You know, if you're a Christian, then you pray. If you're not a Christian, there's not much you can do dragging that kid back. The door's open to them. My oldest son doesn't mind me telling the story, but, you know, I had an issue with him, and he had a drug issue. And he shows up one night out of nowhere. I hadn't seen him in forever. And, you know, wants to come in the house. I'm like, no. You drop all your clothes at the front door. I don't know what's in your bag. I don't know what's in your body. You can come in and shower and eat and that kind of stuff. But you're not staying here because,
right. You
know, I don't know what you've been doing or doing. And,
what you did is, to my next point, is that sometimes it's a perfect example. Even if these prodigals want to return home, their parents may not welcome them, right? Because why? Mom and dad don't want to enable their behavior. We don't know.
I love that.
There are legitimate concerns, right? You had a legitimate concern. And that is not being unchristlike. That is not it. God told these parents, this dad, that your prodigal son, his heart has changed. God just lets us know. We know.
Yep.
We know when you're blowing smoke up our donkeys, and we also know when, you know, your heart is completely changed. And the other thing that I think that parents are dealing with when these kids come back or they leave or whatever, and it is part of the prodigal these days, is entitlement and narcissism. The entitlement of kids, and that is why they want to leave. I'm going to go get a better life because I deserve da-da-da and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't go, oh, no, I'm so sorry. What can I get you? What did I do wrong? No. And I've had these parents. No. No. Don't rescue them from their belief system and their mistakes. The world needs to go teach them. Stop rescuing. Don't enable and don't rescue. And definitely wild parents should, you know, I'm all for welcoming your prodigal son with or daughter with grace and forgiveness. Stop short, be wise, and stop short of solving their problems for them. Welcome them home if that's where your heart is. Do not solve their problems. Fine. If you need a room, that's great. But you're going to go find solutions for the fact that you have to pay rent next month and you don't have a job.
Yeah. I sit there and talk, find out where they're coming from, ask God for guidance through it. But I tell you that I find that some of the people I talk with, it's all about emotion. Well, you know, he was there. I knew he had no place to go. And really? Well, where's he been the last year? What do you mean, no place to go? I'm sure he has friends that'll put him up or her up, whatever. And you've got to fill that up because, to your point, you rescue them. It's not a fix in most cases, not every case, but in most cases, it's not a fix.
It isn't. And if you do that, then the problem is that anything you do is going to interfere with your son or daughter and their full acknowledgement of the failures that motivate them to implement, you know, the changes they need. I hope that makes sense. We can't get in the way. We can't get in God's way. And then someone just wrote, well, what if they're, you know, hopeless or helpless? And they're just down and you're worried about them. Well, that is a very different thing. And whether they were prodigal and went out there and now they're coming back, the thing with that is there's still an answer. It's not enabling. You cannot enable them. Help them seek support, right?
Yep.
Get them some friends to talk to, a pastor, a counselor. And if they're like, I'm not going to meetings, I don't need a counselor, you know, well, then they're not ready. And I know that is difficult. And for everybody that's going to send me bad mean email and say easier said than done, I will just say this.
Tell you how nasty you are?
Kids,
really?
Yes. I've been there and I've done that. I've been there and done that with a child.
Right.
I get it all. And it is what ended up saving this child. So wait, remain hopeful, and pray if they are not willing.
Listen, my oldest son tells me it was the best thing he ever did, that I ever did for him, as far as I was one of the first guys that didn't make it easy for him or didn't bail him out, because he said, look, it didn't matter what I did, somebody always bailed me out. He said, but when you looked at me and said, you're out of here, you know, I'll feed you and give you whatever. We can even wash your clothes if we need it, but you're not staying. That was a shock to the system for him. That was a reality moment, if you would.
Yes, that probably saved him at that time. And I know that, you know, someone's like, well, how do you do it if you don't believe in God? You know, here's the thing. I don't know. I can't answer that because I can't even fathom a guess on how to release your kids out into any kind of world at any age without God. It's just how I find my hope, because I don't understand how parents do not instill any kind of moral code with God in it, and send them and not believe that God is always with them. I find my hope in the fact that when I'm not able to be with my children, that God is always with them, because they promise that. So I can't answer your question. I can't do it without God. I don't understand how parents...
Well, I think a lot of us who believe in God can't. All right, so tell people how they get a hold of you for more of this sage advice.
DrBRadio.com, or come find me on Facebook, Bridget Melson, or on TikTok, doing prayers at Dr. Bridget.
Yeah, I see you. I just can't bring myself to do TikTok. Anyway, all right, Joe Bacini, your host. Guys, don't be stupid. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless and have a great rest of the day.